Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And let me start with Shana Tova, Alan, and all our Jewish friends.
And Shana Tova to all. It's a time that Jews look inward and think about what is happening to them in the past and where they're going. It's really quite an emotional experience.
Speaking of emotional experiences, we have a fun drive coming up October 17th. And the passion of this radio station, as you often say, means we're all in this together.
It's the only way to look at it, really, when you think about it. We're all in this together. We have all made one thing, and we've done it well. And some people say it's the best radio station in the country. I don't know that, but I do know it's pretty good. And we've all done that, and I hope it's the best. So every dime that we get gets plowed back into the radio station and to making it work and to bringing you the best. And as we go into an election season, unlike anything we've ever seen before, this is a time. So now we have the lockbox. We have our wonderful friend, Jane Kane, who has put $10,000 into this. She didn't want her name to be used, by the way. But I convinced her that people like to associate with a name with a person. And she said, well, okay. And I love her for it. But that's what we have right now. If we can make $400,000 by the first day of the fund drive, which is 2 weeks from today, we will get that $10,000. And that's quite an incentive, but it also reminds us that each of us does a little something, we'll get it done.
Now to the politics of the weekend. We were witness to a peek at Donald Trump's 1995 tax returns after they arrived in the New York Times reporter Suzanne Craig's mailbox sent from Trump Tower.
The return address said Trump Tower. I've been thinking about that a lot. It could be anything. For example, if Trump knows that this is a millstone around his neck, right? And, you know, he wants to start to prepare people for what they're going to have, it may well be that the campaign sent it. That way, by the time the returns are released, if they are, people will say, oh, that's old news. On the other hand, could be somebody inside, or it could be somebody pretending to be from Trump Tower. We really don't know. All I know is that the New York Times is pretty proud of having gotten this in the mail. You know, David, there's only one issue here, and that is Trump says he's a brilliant businessman. He's good at what he does because he doesn't pay taxes. Come on now, everybody. Tax avoidance is a big problem in this country. I pay taxes, David. You pay taxes. Anybody who works at a company gets a W-2 or the equivalent and has to pay taxes. It's, in many cases, about a third of our income. And here's Trump bragging that he's a good businessman.
Meantime, he ratcheted up, that's Trump's, attacks on Hillary Clinton after he seemed to lose ground over his attacks on the former Miss Universe, Alicia Machado. He said, I don't even think she, meaning Hillary's, loyal to Bill and attacked her on the way she handled Bill's infidelities.
Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. It's just unbelievable. I mean, here's this guy. We all know his history. So now he's saying the woman who is married to the man is responsible for what the man did and for sticking by the marriage and sticking by her husband. And he has the unmitigated gall to call her out as opposed to everything that he's done in his life. This is no saint, I'll tell you right now.
And what about the issue of women, Alan? Is this going to ultimately hurt him in the election?
Well, we know he can't get hurt much more than he's being hurt, according to the polls. People are deserting him in droves, and that includes moderate Republican women voters. That's really hurting him. So that while the men seem to be siding with Trump still, it is unbelievable how many women have been drained from the campaign and have deserted the Trump banner. And to me, this is one more way of making sure he gets even fewer, if that's possible.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Remember that lockbox, WAMC.org.
Or you could call WAMC at 1-800-323-9262. Wait till 9 o'clock to do that.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.